What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And we say good morning to Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Darryl, did you get a chance to listen to Randy Pacina talk about the Redfish stocking program? And what do you think about it?
I did, Don. In fact, I was one of the taxi boats that transported the fish back to the tanks during the Ride the Bull tournament. And it sounds like a wonderful program, and you couldn't find anybody a whole lot better to run it. Randy's a great guy.
Yes, he is. Well, Darryl, we're getting ready for a deep freeze, and you've seen and witnessed fish kills down there in Grand Isle. I don't know if they're to be expected. A lot of time it depends on how quickly that temperature drops, cause trapping those fish before they can, you know, exit and get out to deeper, warmer water. What are you looking for, given the figures that tell us what temperatures we'll be reaching?
Well, I'm a little bit apprehensive about this one, Don, because we've got this warm up. And with this south wind that we've been having, the temperature, water temperature is coming up to almost 60 degrees, which is, it's pretty warm for this time of the year as far as those fish are concerned. And then you're going to have multiple days. Last forecast I saw last night was snow all the way out into the Gulf, with several days of right at freezing temperatures. So and we're going to a dead tide, so we're not going to have a whole lot of incoming tide to bring that warm water in. So on this one, hopefully we don't have too much of a fish kill. The conditions are setting up right for it to drop pretty daggum quick. Let's hope that it we were on such a rebound. We had such a good year this past year with prospects of a really good year coming. I just hope that those fish find them a place to hunker down and find them a nice quilted blanket and, get under it. Because it looks like it's going to be pretty, it's going to be a pretty good freeze this time. It's going to last a little while. It's coming at a time where the fishing had just started to get really, really good. I mean, man, this past week with those moderating temperatures, we had some really good fishing reports. Trout all the way up in Lafitte. I mean, just all the way from the mid-marsh all the way up to Lafitte. And then again, the side of the road just continues to produce. I mean, it's not everybody every day, but, man, last week there were several good days on side of the road producing a lot of trout.
Well, Darryl, drawing back on your years of experience down there in Grand Isle, are there any tactics that you change or things that you'd go to following a warm-up once this thing passes and turn to some kind of normalcy for temperature-wise?
Yeah, Don. This time of the year, you got to be willing to put up with your cold days, and you got to realize that, on these days when it's going to start off, the morning start off so cool, and you watch your tides and you watch your water temperature. It's not always, you don't have to leave at, daylight or within an hour of daylight. I mean, you watch for your incoming tide that's going to bring you warmer water. You watch for the sun to come up. That way it warms the water on the flats. And sometimes this time of the year, not stepping on the boat till 10, 11 o'clock in the morning is the way to go. If you're going to fish when it's cooler, you got to look for your deeper holes. You got to slow it down a whole lot. A lot of times just going to Carolina rig and letting your bait sit. The good thing about this time of the year, most of the hardheads have migrated offshore, so you don't have to put up with the catfish. You find them, it's either going to be sheephead, trout, redfish, or black drum. You might hit some spots where you get no bites. And it's just because, the fish are either very lethargic or they've moved on to another place. But usually when you do find them this time of the year, it is it's the kind of fish that's going to go in the ice chest. Just slow it down. A lot of times the dead shrimp are the way to go. You add that extra insurance to it with that smell. And then, you get those good bluebird days. couple of days after a front, when the sun's out and warming it up, you just follow those fish up that ledge. And sometimes you're lucky enough that you actually get them up on the flats.
You know, another good thing about fishing this time of year is with all the hunting seasons going on and the temperatures dropping, you know, not what I'm talking about in extremes, but when it does warm back up, you just don't have the fishing competition for the spots. It's a whole lot easier to pick your spot and be in seclusion. Well, Darryl, look, I got you on my website. You've been there for a long time at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Somebody wants to get in touch with you. What other ways can they reach you to find out about available dates?
Well, they can always go to our site at realscreamers.com or just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Stay warm. We'll check with you next week.
Oh, trust me. I heard your preamble coming into this about what is he doing to get ready for this hard freeze. I've been in the grocery store. I'm under my blanket. I ain't leaving out the house unless I have to.
I got you. All right, Darryl. See you next time, buddy. Thanks for that report, as always.